W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. An historic United Auto Workers strike against the big three automakers all at once. Some 13,000 workers at a GM plant near St. Louis, Missouri, a Stellantis Jeep plant in Toledo, Ohio, and at a Ford plant just outside Detroit, on the picket line in a targeted walkout. UAW President Sean Fain.
Record profits equal record contracts. It's our time. And we want is our share of equity.
The big three say they're financially strapped as they look to build more electric cars. Workers want raises, pensions, and benefits for new hires, and a four-day work week. And a casino hotel cyber attack continues in Las Vegas and in Atlantic City. Visitors to MGM Grand, the Bellagio, and Caesars properties all impacted. The FBI is investigating. This is ABC News. Charges in a bribery case over legal marijuana.
A Detroit-area businessman who bribed the head of a Michigan marijuana licensing board was sentenced Thursday to more than 2 years in federal prison. John Dallaly says he provided at least $68,000 in cash and other benefits to Rick Johnson. Dallaly had a stake in a company that was seeking a license. Johnson has admitted accepting bribes when he was on the marijuana board and is awaiting the sentence. Two lobbyists who referred to Johnson as Batman in text messages have also pleaded guilty to bribery-related charges. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Foreign aid has started arriving in the Libyan city of Derna, where the death toll in devastating floods this week has reached 11,300. More than 10,000 people are still missing.
All efforts are put now for rescue teams to try to be able to manage this disaster. But it's really challenging. We were not used to this incident. We were not expecting it.
Libya's ambassador to the United Nations, Taher El-Sani. Justin Finch, ABC News.
Attention taxpayers, ready for some bad news? With $80 billion in new funding from Congress, the IRS has launched their most aggressive hiring campaign ever to ramp up enforcement. If you're ignoring your taxes, don't delay another minute because your paycheck, your bank account, even your home or business could already be at risk. Now, here's the good news. Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm, can get to work immediately, helping to protect you from the IRS. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, their tax attorneys and licensed professionals are experts at resolving tax problems. Let them help determine if you qualify for the Fresh Start Initiative or other powerful IRS tax assistance programs. Take control. Call Optima Tax Relief now for a free consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of September, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on September 30th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. Must be 20 when or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa presents the golden days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to four times. The golden days await at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming and Koosa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show. On the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us. Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to Hour 2 of Mino and the Mayor. This segment brought to you by Bellin Health Sports Medicine. Joining us right now is the man, the voice, the brains behind Bellin Health Sports Medicine, Mark Husen. Good morning, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing very well.
You know, Mark, we talk so often, even at our high school football games, about how well-conditioned these young athletes are these days, and you got to be that way. And there's one thing that you just cannot train yourself to prevent, and that is, and it goes back to the Greeks, I think, with the thing, is the Achilles tendon. And that is the big story this week, of course, with Aaron Rodgers. And let's be honest, Mark, there's pretty much nothing you can do about that, is there?
No, I mean, you can, you know, prevent, do a lot of stretching though. I mean, it's just, you know, I mean, when you're young, stretching, as you know, as you grow, you know, that's where sometimes even these young kids will say, you know, your parents worry, hey, is my 8-year-old kid going to have an Achilles tendon tear? You don't see this in 8-year-olds. You don't see it in 15-year-olds and 18-year-olds usually. Usually when they get that, it's their growing pains because their bones are growing and it's how it's pulling on those areas. But when you really talk about that type of injury, we see this, you know, the weakened warriors, we see this, an explosive movement when you're older. And when I say older though, you know, it's 30, 35, 40, could be 50. You don't see this in high school sports a ton.
That's interesting that, so there's two things, right? One is the youth. Secondly, coaches do stretch these kids out pretty well at a young age, right?
I think it's twofold. You know, coaches do or should be stretching and advising these kids, hey, before you're, you know, we go through our hour, 2-hour practice, you know, we need to stretch. I think the big thing we've learned is it's educating young kids to do the same routine. It doesn't matter if a lot of times you're in baseball, if you're in volleyball, if you're in cross country, if you're in basketball, whatever sport, you got to warm up. And if, you know, it doesn't matter if you're an individual sport or team sport. Team sports are great. Grab the captains. Let's go and stretch. You don't need coaches there. Now, you may need coaches there to, because you got Johnny over there who's talking a mile a minute and not paying attention to any stretching.
Why'd you have to say Johnny?
Yeah.
That's, I mean, any name you could have come up with.
Well, I don't know. I
don't know. Where that come
looking
from?
To my left, I thought right. The same thing. Huh. But okay.
Go ahead, Mark.
So, Mark.
Yeah, no, but I'm. It, you know, I think the big thing is to do. You know, it's to make sure that, you know, it doesn't matter what type of athlete you are. The weekend warrior, the person who's just going to go out, you know, 4 times a year. You're a professional athlete. You know, if someone would honestly sit here and probably watch a professional team stretch and get there at a game early and see how much they are doing for their full body. It's not about, oh, I just run, so I just stretch my lower half. they're stretching their whole body, and that is it's a big key to help warm your body up.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. That's why you see sometimes, you know, a bike maybe on an NFL sideline. You know, they're trying to keep warm, just moving their legs when it gets colder. And how do you stay active?
And Mark, we have our share of weekend warriors in this community. And I just remember when I was running, just training, you guys did a great job of warming up the before we went out for whatever, even 2, 3, 4 mile jog. We spent a lot of time with great music, but warming up. And what you're saying is we should do that no matter what we do, whether we're going to go play a game, pick up basketball or whatever, to do that same kind of routine. And that may or may not prevent an Achilles tear.
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's I think it's just warming up the whole body. I mean, as I sit here earlier this morning and look out, I have, you know, neighbors that are out walking. Even that, you know, I mean, again, you're laying in bed for 6, 8 hours. And a lot of people say, well, I want to get my, you know, 2 mile running before I do anything. That's true. But it's like, how do you make sure that you're stretching your feet muscles out, your lower leg, your ankle, your calves, your quads? Because all it does take is it could be an explosive movement and you've got an injury, or you're going to, you're behind. It's 5:30. You want to be up at 5 to go run your 5, 8 mile run, and you just didn't get stretched out, and then you pushed it, and maybe went too fast.
Johnny,
did you say 5 to 8 mile run?
Johnny, the guy that does
I just spit my coffee.
Yeah, he just spit his coffee out. So, Johnny stresses.
I really truly did.
Johnny stresses about a 5 to 8 mile drive. So we're. Hey, tell me, Mark. Look, I want to talk about what we can do in the community and all the good that Bellin does for Greater Green Bay. But tell me about, what do you think the probability is of Aaron Rodgers? You see this thing rise from the ashes, or what? It said something like that this morning. I read, is that going to happen? I don't want to put that kind of pressure on you. Do you think he can come back from that?
Yeah, I think people are trying to, it's a matter of, are you just bitter because Aaron Rodgers left, or, you know, can people come back? People can definitely come back from this injury. It's not saying that when you at 30 or 40 or 50, there are great surgeons out there with great techniques. Yes, we've been very blessed with some of the surgeons at our own facility that have treated, you know, pro athletes, but they also treat your weekend warriors. Yes, you can come back and live a normal life with this. I think the big question always goes is, you know, he's also playing a professional contact sport.
Right.
And, you know, the big question always says, this isn't always about Achilles either. You start adding the end of, you know, and I heard, which shocked me, he was the oldest ball player in the NFL.
Yeah, he is.
So we have to remember of when you get to the end of your career, can you come back? Likely he could come back. Would he be the same ball player? We have to remember the 35 and 40 year old ball player maybe isn't always like your 25-year-old ball player. Now, when I say that, yes, Aaron Rodgers just recently has set some amazing records at his age. But, you know, when you do get more and more injuries and in a sport like that, it's a contact sport. It's a tough road to come back. But is it possible? It's definitely possible.
You know what the problem is, though, Mark? I mean, Father Time is undefeated, let's be honest, in sports. But the thing I remember about Brett Favre in his very last year, there was such a difference in those last 2 years at how maneuverable he was. And that's why Brett Favre, I feel like, always avoided the serious injuries in his career. And he was so durable. He had those quick little spin moves where he never took these really devastating hits. And I just thought the other night with Aaron Rodgers, who has always been one of the most nimble quarterbacks of all time with his quick little moves, and if you lose that little bit, these athletes you're going up against these days are so elite, it's incredible. And if you have that little bit of a, and I hate to, you know, use the term, that little bit of an Achilles heel where all of a sudden you're not at that level anymore, boy, that's when catastrophic things can happen. Don't you agree?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just so, you know, it's that split second, you know,
yep.
But I tell people, you know, we see it a lot in high school just because that's where we cover. And sometimes kids say, Jesus, even at that level. If I wouldn't have done that spin move, or if I wouldn't have done this, you can't regret what you did. You reacted on a football field, or you reacted on a volleyball court, or wherever you got injured. I just had literally this discussion with a friend that I saw. Their daughter tore their ACL. And I would say, going back when I was in high school, I still remember a kid I went to school with, tore his ACL, had 13 full Division I rides on the line, and everyone backed out.
Wow.
And this was back in the early 90s, though. You know, and a lot of colleges would say, geez, why am I going to invest 4 years in this kid? And they just pulled scholarships. And, you know, and this kid was a dominating force.
Mark,
nowadays with ACLs, they just...
Right.
Again, we can fix them. We can repair people. We can get them. We have won the great physicians that have better technology and better techniques. We also have better technology that we can use with therapy to say, hey, that sometimes these people are coming back, both in their injured side as well as their other side, even better and stronger and faster.
Mark, we're talking with Mark Houston from Bell & Health Sports Medicine.
Yeah, and Mark, you know, there was some chatter. I haven't heard it, like, today, but yesterday, about the field. And then you see, and Johnny does a lot of announcing, goes to these stadiums that are like unbelievable with artificial turf. I don't know if they all are now. I know Notre Dame did, and Kimberly.
Well, that's a little bit of a misnomer, though, that term artificial turf. Wouldn't you agree? Because when in my day, artificial turf was a carpet over cement. Honest to God, that's what it was. Wasn't it though, Mark? And nowadays, yeah, a lot of these fields they're synthetic. But you almost hate to use the term artificial. It's a weird thing, isn't it, Mark?
Yeah. So, the easiest thing to say is when you're just saying is, if you're just asking, is it the turf surface? You can't just say, is it just the turf surface? When we used to talk about artificial turf surfaces, it was AstroTurf, which I tell people it was like a Brillo pad turned upside down on concrete.
That's like exactly right. Yep.
Wow. Okay.
And honestly, you know, our biggest issues with those was like you'd hear about the pros. I believe Philadelphia Eagles were, you know, some of the worst, where the turf would literally roll up. It wouldn't secure to the whatever was underneath it. If it was blacktop or concrete, you just would roll it up. So nowadays, what they talk about turf surfaces, completely a different type of surface. But we also have to, you know, and then there's the speculation, you know, should it be grass? Should it be turf? You know, the reason why many places like high schools have switched to turf, it gives the ability that, you know, their field, when it rains on a Friday night in September, that field will also be playable if it's turf in October, November, because it's the same surface. But if it's grass and it was pouring rain and there's puddles all over, you know, how much maintenance can they really do? Now, when you talk about turf surfaces, it also is, you know, the band can use it. Fight classes can use it. You don't have to stripe it every week. There are a lot of different answers to that question. You put grass out there, great. You know, grass is wonderful. But again, use. So if we're talking about a professional stadium, you know, if they want to have concerts or they want to have different
drone bugles, sure, all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get it.
All right. Well, Mark, are you going to be out on a game tonight?
Actually, I'm at Lambeau Field because we have our black tie and blue jeans.
Oh, that's right.
For Bell & Health.
Give that a quick plug. That is a great event.
Bell & Health Sports Medicine, Mark Houston. Mark, thank you so very much. This is really great stuff.
Enjoy tonight. Thanks, that's a great event.
Thank you, buddy. Mind of the Mariner, back after this.
Did you know the best way to fix a roof leak is to prevent it from leaking in the first place? Hi, I'm Shannon Alberts, president of Security Libke Roofing. I'm excited to announce our newly trademarked Red Shield maintenance plan. You see, we don't want to just replace your commercial roof. We actually want to help extend the life of it first. We understand the roof on a commercial property is a massive investment, and we want to help you protect it. To learn more about Security Libke Roofing's Red Shield maintenance plan, go to 920roofing.com or call 920roofing today.
People you know, call 920roofing.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
All of these things consistently come down to this: willingness of people to give up their agency and the willingness of Donald Trump and those who support him to leverage and abuse people's trust in them to further their own personal power and enrichment.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weeknights at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. A blend of clouds and sun today, with daytime highs approaching 74. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, chance for scattered rain showers, lows around 57. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow, chance for scattered storms, daytime highs approaching 70. Highs level off around 66. Sunday, with a chance for scattered rain showers, 67, partly cloudy skies, Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 50.
From I-43 to I-41, this is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
For goodness sake, I got the hippie shakes. Yeah, I got the shakes. I got the hippie shakes. Oh, I can't sit still with the hippie shakes.
Hey, welcome back. Mike on the Mayor here on a Friday morning, heading into a beautiful weekend. Lots and lots of things going on.
There just is. You know, you talk about our guests this week, and, you know, we've had a lot of different guests on, talked about a lot of things, but let's just reemphasize, because I think people are like, well, that sounds good. That sounds good. There's a lot going on, right? We talked the Fox Cities Marathon, and yeah, that's a little bit of a fundraiser. There's just, that's a very cool event. Of course, the Irish Fest in Appleton, you know, that. That's going to be a lot of fun. The Dragon Boat Race, we just got done talking to them.
And how about our guy Corey, who was here yesterday for a great cause, running with a 100-pound right backpack.
And part of that Appleton deal. So incredible. That's cool to sponsor that and cheer him on. You know, St. Norbert College, where, did Dominic go there?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I went there. They have their big fall fest this weekend. That is a great event. Everything from, you know, things on the water to just different food and tours of the campus, and they have a ton of stuff going on at St. Norbert. Just go to their website and look at all that. And then, of course, we have the Walk for Wildlife, right? We talked about that.
Yep.
600-acre.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It is. The whole weekend, the weather's on our side, and then we got
is the Zip and Pippin still going on? Is it shut down for the year?
Yeah, I think it the weekend. I don't know. I don't want to say yes or no. I think, but if it is, this is one of the last weekends, you know, because, you know, the college kids go back. And
where are we at on that survey?
Oh, no, we didn't do that. We didn't officially kick that off.
Let's, let's do it.
Okay, do you guys... So,
I've never been on the Zip and Pip.
I know, you're the guy.
And I feel like more people have not been on it than have been on it.
That is so... That,
Todd,
John,
you
want to go double
yes
or nothing?
Or no? Todd.
Todd's been on.
No, he hasn't.
Yes.
I was on. I was on. Uh-huh. Yeah,
okay.
I was.
So, okay. And there's people doing washing our windows outside. Yeah. I can go talk to them at
go
break.
But let's make a wager guys, right now. Let's make a wager. We have to have a legitimate wager.
Okay. Tell you what, the wager is we will go on the Zip and Pippin and the loser has to buy the $1 ticket.
No. It's gotta be something bigger than that.
What?
It's gotta
But that's a good one.
It's gotta be more at stake.
It incorporates the Zip and Pippin into
no.
Okay. What do I need?
A bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Hmm?
My wife drinks wine. I don't drink wine.
Give it to your
salt.
Wife if he went. I mean,
yeah, I could
think
I guess.
About her for a change.
Bottle of vodka.
Okay, that no. We'll go with the wine. A bottle of
bottle
wine.
Bottle of wine. Merlot. I want Merlot.
Okay.
It's the only kind of wine I
you,
drink.
She does. She likes that too.
I love Merlot.
Okay, so it's a bottle of Merlot.
Bottle of Merlot.
Okay, that's
but
well,
it
that's
can't
easy.
Be the Quick Trip stuff. Can't
why?
Be bare feet stuff or whatever.
Okay,
it is.
I love that stuff.
I do too, actually.
And we did get people to text yesterday just by you guys talking about it.
So how do people text, Todd?
So they text by getting the Civic Media app. Go wherever you get your apps. Download it. And then choose the station, either WGBW or WISS. Click on the text in the lower right-hand corner, and you can text in.
Okay.
Right now, including us and people who texted in yesterday, It's 3-2. Three yes.
Okay.
Two,
all right.
Two,
but
no.
We just announced it. Okay. We just announced it.
Right,
so,
yeah.
All right. So,
please text
listeners,
or give us a call.
And I know some of you guys.
920-264-0606.
But when I, yesterday, people were like, oh, I was going to call in and tell you I've been to House on the Rock, but I was driving.
And I had
could you do me a favor?
I had the same amount of people
yeah,
tell me
right.
the opposite.
I didn't tell you how many. Could you pull over because you want to be safe and just text in and say, yes, I've been at the Zip and Pippin.
Or
and
no, you hand, have not been
and
on
then
the Zip and Pippin.
Hand the phone to your whoever else, the other four people in the car, and have them text as well. Because
please, folks, because I need this wine.
John, do you know how many?
I need this wine for the next time I host a mass.
We've had over 1 million riders. There's only 107,000 people in the city.
Yeah, you've
so.
Had 1 million riders, yes. And there's 100 million people that have not been on it. So. Here we go.
Let's start texting.
Okay, let's start.
All right,
please
so this
text,
is this
folks.
Is a good one. This is a
please
bottle
text.
Of Merlot.
Have you a good bottle of Merlot?
Yeah.
It's got to be at least $10.
Fine.
Okay,
I'm in.
All right,
we're in.
Yeah, ooh, these are starting to come in, guys.
And this is going to be okay. Just don't tell us because I want to get.
No, no. Please tell us.
No. You can't because
what?
It's like because
why?
Then people are going to be like, it's a runaway, and I want people to steep. To keep calling in, even though we're going to run away with the yeses, I still want to build up the margin of victory.
Todd,
so,
just tell me which direction it's going. Like,
okay,
like an
that's
early,
fair. That's
early
fair.
Projection,
that's
like
fair.
An election.
I'll take it.
Right now, it's pretty even. It's
okay.
pretty
okay.
even.
All right. Okay. All right. So
it's too close to call.
Too yes. close to call.
Okay.
Yep.
Polled and the polls are still open.
Now they're still coming through. Oh, my goodness.
No, right. The polls are open.
They're open.
They're open until 8 o'clock.
Folks.
Just like they are in
vote
the...
Vote early, vote often.
No, don't vote
that's
often.
How, that's how he got to be mayor for so many years.
We had election integrity back then.
Yeah.
So, but...
My Uncle Sam voted for you. Oh, that's what he died in 1964.
I like the people in Alloway
yeah,
who
exactly.
think they live in Green Bay that.
Yeah.
Like, no, you really didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
I'm from Kewaunee. I voted for you every year, Mr. Mayor.
There are people. It's nice when they say that. But that wouldn't have happened because
yeah.
we had very strict guided voter integrity. And I think
Todd,
we,
one
we,
more. Todd, one more do. Update, please.
Still very even. It's literally coming in as they're coming in.
Yeah.
There's a yes and then a no. And then
okay.
a yes and a no.
And I got to get outside and talk to these window washers and ask them.
You
if they're
leave the window
there.
Washers
well, I'll wait
till
break.
It.
It's, 20, right. it's 27. Yeah. And the polls are open till 8 o'clock, just like they are in the national elections, although it's 8 p.m. This is open till 8 a.m.
And for the people that know my phone number, please text me.
No. That's slanted. No.
Wait, no, it's
let's not do that. Todd is the guy. And
oh,
the
one day, 1 minute I'm a trainee, says the mayor. And the next
yeah,
minute, I'm the guy.
Sudden, oh my
I'm the guy.
Goodness
he's
gracious.
The guy.
Did it's you all, get elevated in a hurry?
Wow. It all runs through Todd.
Yes.
It all runs through Todd.
Yes.
But we have a guest coming up. So we've only
yep.
got to.
Talking Packer football when we come back.
But they can vote while you listen to Mike.
Yes.
And Mike is going to give us the
yes.
update on Atlanta. And
yes.
everything else that's going on
an
in the NFL.
An expensive bottle of Merlot. It's
you got
to be at least $10.
She'll like that.
Yes.
She'll like that.
Okay. All right.
All right. We're going to be right back. But you guys
but I,
go text. One more thing on how to text. Okay?
We don't have time.
Okay.
Do we have time, Todd?
We got 1 minute.
Oh,
all
we
right.
got a minute.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead.
One more reminder. Please text in that you have not only ridden the Zip and Pippin, but how much you enjoyed that.
No,
what
you don't
a great,
have to do that.
What a
just
great
yes
gift
no.
it was for
nope.
the city and
nope.
that it's the most profitable
nope.
asset
wow.
in the city of Green
nope.
Bay, paid for way ahead of schedule. You can add that if you want, but the yes is what we're really
hey,
looking
can
for.
Can I be Dan Rather for a quick
go
second?
Go for it, yeah, yeah.
Are you running for something?
No, are you?
I guess I had a quick break back after this.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. An historic United Auto Workers strike against the big three automakers all at once. Some 13,000 workers at a GM plant near St. Louis, Missouri, a Stellantis Jeep plant in Toledo, Ohio, and at a Ford plant just outside Detroit, on the picket line in a targeted walkout. UAW President Sean Fain.
Record profits equal record contracts. It's our time, and we all we want is our share of equity.
The big three say they're financially strapped as they look to build more electric cars. Workers want raises, pensions, and benefits for new hires, and a four-day work week. And a casino hotel cyber attack continues in Las Vegas and in Atlantic City. Visitors to MGM Grand, the Bellagio, and Caesars properties all impacted. Computer systems that control gaming, check-in kiosks, elevators, and room keys hacked. The FBI is investigating. This is ABC News.
Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin plays at an MVP level. They came in ahead of time, make sure they had all of the measurements. When the Pella people left, you had no idea they had been here. You just had the new window. They're great professionals, Gina, and some of the best in the world at what they do.
Right now, pay as low as $19 a month per window or $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today.
$6.99 APR for $120. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offers end 9/30/2023.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show. On the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. The Devil's Advocates radio show.
100 degrees.
Ramaswamy literally said global climate change, human and affected climate change is a hoax.
Ron DeSantis effectively pivoted on the debate stage, said, I'm not going to answer your damn question because it will expose us as climate change denialists, which puts them in a minority, certainly with younger voters. Young people care about the future of this world, though.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fritos, Cheetos, Doritos. We should expect that stuff to be safe. Why does it make sense that corporations can poison the American people and we don't even know about? Politically, there is a group who chooses to make sure that there are not enough dollars put into the Food and Drug Administration to check on these types of things.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about 5 minutes.
Like a week, everyone was excited, and then they moved on.
Wow, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Protection breaks down and time runs out. Down goes Rodgers and the sack for Leonard Floyd, the former first round pick of the Bears, and now Rodgers sits down. A loss of 10 on the play, and hopefully the Jets are thinking that's the only loss on that play.
Matt, what was your reaction to Aaron Rodgers' injury the other night?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, I feel for him never want to see anybody go through that. I think anytime you have a player of his caliber not playing the game of football, it's bad for our game. I know I've got so much respect for him. I've said it a million times, just how tough he is, the competitor he is. And I knew when he went down, back down to the ground, it had to have been something serious because I've seen him play through so much.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Now is the time to replace your drafty old windows, not during the dead of winter. Not to mention, Pella has a really great deal going on right now. Pay as low as $19 a month per window, $75 a month on patio doors. Pella windows are rated number one by homeowners for the highest craftsmanship. The Pella team is talented, professional, and efficient. First, they come out for a free consultation. You plan with them as they create unlimited custom replacement windows and doors based on the trim, stain, material, size, and everything else. It's no wonder why Pella is rated number one by homeowners as the window brand easiest to do business with. Customers often talk about how quickly and unobtrusively they work. When finished, you can't even tell that somebody was in your home. The only thing they leave behind? Perfect results. Pay as low as $19 per window, $75 per month on patio doors. Visit PellaWI.com today. 6.9 APR for 120 months. Certain restrictions apply. See showroom for details. Offer ends at the end of the month.
Love Pella. Hey, we have now have Mike Clemens on. And Mike, I don't know if you, I'm sure you were getting prepared, but we just had the Bellin guy on talking a little bit about turf versus grass. What do you think? I mean, this is the discussion all week in the NFL and right here on the streets in Green Bay.
Right.
Good morning, Mike.
Jim, good morning, John.
Hi, Mike.
I go with what the players say. You know, there's some of these studies. Right. I put that in air quotes because, boy, if I'm an owner and I don't want to spend an extra $2 or $3 million on lawn care a year. I'm gonna come up with some study. I talked to the players about it. Hey, by the way, did you hear that Aaron Rodgers already had surgery on the torn Achilles?
I did not.
He flew home to from New York back home to L.A. and he had this Dr. Neil Elitrage, who's like one of the top surgeons. Matter of fact, the guy did Kobe Bryant's Achilles tendon back in the day.
Yeah.
And I'm sure when Aaron Rodgers heard that, he said, that's my guy. So he could have the surgery and then go back to the house in Malibu, you know, to rest and recover right there on the ocean. And so that's that, you know, Aaron is on the way and saying that he's going to come back. So I asked this question, Jim, of Rasul Douglas. I said, would you rather play on a grass field or on turf like you're going to play on Sunday at the Mercedes-Benz Dome in Atlanta?
Turf or grass? Yeah, turf. Like playing on?
Yeah.
Grass for sure. Turf hurt. Sore. Your body be sore for like a whole week after that. Knees be hurting, all type of. And then like your foot placement, if you get caught, anything wrong, the turf just doesn't give. The grass, it gives, so you'll be all right. I don't know who does that to rule who has turf and who has grass, but I'm pretty sure if everyone had great grass, like that Chicago grass we played on last week was amazing. So if everyone had that type of grass, we'd all be good.
Wow.
Well, there's no question. And Mike, you and I go back to the days, and we were talking with Mark Hewson from Bellin Sports Medicine back in the days where truly it was like a carpet over cement. And that's what it was. And they thought that would be the greatest thing to prevent injuries. And it caused more injuries than anything.
Do you remember Dorsey Levins?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So Dorsey he became a regular on a show that I was doing in Milwaukee. And we came to that discussion about turf and said, you know, what's it like? You know, maybe it's faster or it's easier to maintain on rainy days, that kind of thing. He said, if you want to know what it's like to play on turf, just get yourself a football, a helmet and some pads and set up a game in your living room on the carpet. That's what it feels like
when
you get tackled on turf.
Wow.
Well,
I thought that was a great example.
Do you remember Gary Ellerson?
Walsh, I worked with Gary.
Oh,
sure,
okay.
Absolutely.
Do you remember the staph infection he got from artificial turf?
Yes, right.
That helped.
Yeah.
That basically ended his career. He got such a staph infection from artificial turf, and it would not heal.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
But he.
Yeah, absolutely.
But Douglas did say they played well in Chicago, and they did. He liked the turf. That was a great game. Right? I mean, what else? What can you say? I didn't think they were going to win. John didn't think they were going to win, and they won big. How do they feel about it?
They're ecstatic. And I thought, as I watched that game go, first of all, to me, the biggest surprise was how bad the Bears actually were.
Yeah.
I mean,
you know what? Justin, really, Justin Fields might be the worst quarterback in the National Football League.
And I didn't think that, John.
I didn't either coming
there
in.
Was gonna, it's you know, you can look, it's the second year of Luke Getsy and Matt Eberflus as head coach. They made zero progress to me. They made zero progress from where they were last December when they ended up having the worst record in the league. And I don't understand. I've kept on looking for their free agents and everything. So, you know, credit Matt LaFleur's game plan, credit a more physical Packers defense, and credit a Jordan Love who I thought just as the game went on with each series, he got better. And better. And I asked him, how much will what you accomplished with each series and putting up like 28 in the second half will give you confidence going into Atlanta this weekend?
I mean, I think it's huge. I think it just builds confidence. And you know, I kind of already had a lot of confidence having played a good amount of snaps so far. So, you know, if you're going in there for the first time as a starting quarterback, you're going to have a little bit of nerves, which, you know, I did. My first start in Kansas City, there was some nerves, and I definitely felt a little bit more comfortable having played a little bit more. So I think just the more I'm out there, the more I'm playing, the more reps I get, the more comfortable I feel and feel better out there.
Wow. That, I agree, and it looked like that, and he didn't even have to say that, right? I think we all kind of felt like, wait, this could work.
And just a little thing, Mike, as far as like popularity type things. I did a benefit last night, an auction, where there was a Jordan Love autographed helmet. $775 it went for.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah.
At one game. And
yeah.
Just think what, if things work out the way we all hope they work out, that's going to be a deal someday.
Yeah. People are going to love him.
I hope so. And Johnny and I were talking, and we don't have time for that now, but his character seems spot on.
Stellar.
Just what he said about his mom and family, and I hope
he never changes. Because,
yeah,
right. Mike, we've seen people change over the years, haven't we?
Yeah. And you know, let me enjoy this while I can.
Exactly.
Right.
Absolutely.
Hey, go ahead.
Jim, I was going to say, I think the biggest statement about Jordan Love so far is name one negative thing about him during those 3 years he sat behind Aaron Rodgers.
Nothing.
I mean, you can't in terms of personality, character, teammate. Yep. And these guys were all playing for him right now.
Yep.
Yeah. So here's another thing I watched that game at Soldier Field. By the way, enjoying every moment of it by the time we got to the fourth quarter.
Hey, did you listen to the post-game show? You said that's what you're looking forward to more than anything.
Oh, yeah. And laughed. I'm downloading the podcast and treasuring that. as the game went on, I thought, okay, they don't have Aaron Rodgers anymore, who's going to diagnose and run the thing. And, you know, it's like Jordan Love might have some questions during the game. Like, wow, they're throwing something at me. And it was the first week of the season. And even the coaches talk about, boy, you get all these unscouted looks. A team has had 9 months to prepare for this game, and they're going to come up with stuff that maybe you've never seen before. And I asked Love about, you know, how do you, if you see something, do you actually talk to LaFleur directly, or you wait to talk to Tom Clements? And Love said, hey, you know, the coaches pretty much, they tell you what's going on. They already anticipate by the time you get to the sidelines at the end of the drive. And I asked your buddy Josh Myers too, John, you know, the setter. I said, do you report concerns on the defense, what they're doing up front on the offensive line? Or you know, do you talk to Jordan Love and say, hey, you know, we're seeing this during the game if you need to make changes?
If I need to, yeah. A lot of the times I feel like that's a more prominent thing in the run game than it is the pass. That would be one of those situations, you know, if it was like a big pass thing or some blitz that we needed to talk about, then I'm sure, you know, yeah. You know, Matt and Jordan and everybody will be involved in that conversation.
Because I'm thinking it's week two, and you guys are going to line up, and they've got 87 double team. They're just going to take out Dubs all day. Jordan Love sees that, but maybe he has got a play he can check into necessarily, and he's got to try and fix that. But I just asked Jordan that. He says, no, the coaches, they've got answers for you when you get to the sidelines. That's usually the case.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they know. Yeah, they've always got answers. Yes, yeah, they always have something we can go to. Yeah,
correct answer.
Well, I think what's good there is the communication sounds like it's good.
Yeah, absolutely.
And right, that's not if that's working, the game plan can work. That's awesome. So hey, here we are, one game down. I mean, we 16 to go. What do you think, Mike?
Well, it's an improved Falcons team. I saw the Falcons during the preseason game where they got blanked. And they looked horrible, and they were apologizing through the whole broadcast. This is our twos and threes. But they got busy in free agency, too. They got Bud Dupree, pretty good linebacker. Was a former first-round pick for the Titans back in 2015. Calais Campbell, he's like 37, but, you know, veteran. A defensive end from the Ravens. But Jesse Bates, who came off of this Super Bowl team, the Cincinnati Bengals. This dude had two interceptions, one forced fumble, 10 tackles last week in their win over the Carolina Panthers. And most interesting is their new quarterback now, this kid, Desmond Ridder, who was their first pick or third round pick last year. He's got this incredible record right now. He is in his first five starts, four last year, and now game one of this year. He has yet to throw an interception. That hasn't been done since 1970. Some guy named Dennis Shaw. Oh. John, I think that was the guy before Joe Ferguson.
Dennis Shaw played for the Buffalo Bills. He came from San Diego State. He was Rookie of the Year, and he had a phenomenal year as his rookie year, and then just flamed out. Then something happened, and he just never had a season to match his rookie season.
That's outstanding recall. Well done. Oh. Yeah. So there's only one quarterback in over 50 years that has been to this good of a start and taking care of the football, and that's Dak Prescott in 2016 for the Cowboys. So this Desmond Ridder, he was asked, can you imagine having to sit on the bench for 3 years before you get your shot like Jordan Love did?
No, I mean, I can't understand what it's like to sit for, 3 years and, grab a couple of snaps. So, no, I can't speak on my personal experience for that. I can, like I said, speak on sim for about 14 games. Before that, played a lot of snaps. So that's something that I can't speak on, is sitting for that vast majority of period of time. And, still props to him because he's still coming in every single day as a backup, having to, know the exact game plan inside and out. For in his case, if Aaron were to go down or whatever it may have been, for him to step up and, make a seamless transition into it. And I know Jordan's done a great job of obviously, grabbing control of the locker room and leading those guys up there and being able to step in once Aaron went to New York and kind of, run a seamless offense there.
What about the defense? What do they think of going up against a quarterback they've never seen before, Mike?
Yeah, I was talking to Darnell Savage Jr., safety, who had a great game last week. He had 10 tackles as well. And he looked like he was leading that secondary. And I asked him about that fact that, this Desmond Ridder, did you know that this guy, so far has really does a good job at taking care of the football?
Yeah, obviously he's a talented guy. At the same time, we got to be ready to stop their run game as well, because, that's such a big threat. And I'm not slighting him in any way or anything like that, but, your run game is that big of a threat. Obviously, it makes it a little bit, because more people are more so focused on the run. Like I said, that's not a slight to him, but he's definitely off to a great start. Wish the best for him, except for this week.
Fun stuff. This is great, Mike.
Yeah, so that he's talking about Bijan Robinson that they've got. We're looking forward to it. We'll be going down there to cover the game. There will be a stop at the Varsity to, get myself a chili dog. That's what you do when you're in downtown Atlanta.
And Hush Puppies, right? Atlanta. That's a great city. I love Atlanta.
Never been there once.
They've done it right. Their downtown is awesome. Stadium. And that's the stadium where you can still get your nachos for a reasonable price.
Well, yeah, everything's really cheap there, right?
It is.
Yeah.
That's the Home Depot guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mike, enjoy the game. We look forward to talking to you next week when you get back.
Great report, Mike.
Thanks for all the detail on that. And I'm sure listeners appreciate it. We sure do. Safe travels to you, Mike.
Hey, Mike, one last quick question. You've been to Green Bay a bunch of times, right?
Yeah.
Did you ever go on the Zippin' Pippin'?
Mike?
Not yet.
Okay, thank you, Mike. Have a great trip to Atlanta, my brother.
All right.
See you, bro. Mind on the mirror. Where are we at? One guy what did the one guy text in and say there, Todd?
Wouldn't catch him dead.
Wouldn't catch him dead. You couldn't pay me enough to go on the Zippin' Pippin'. Mind on the mirror back after this.
On.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
road trip.
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's joking how everybody's joking now.
The Vec.
Ramaswamy.
Cease and desist. Who would be worse? Mike Pence. I mean, Ron DeSantis trying to rap also would be wildly cringy.
Ron DeSantis trying to feel feelings is weird enough. I couldn't imagine him rapping.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun today with a high of 74. South winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered showers tonight. Lows level off around 57. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 70. Chance for scattered rain showers Sunday. Daytime highs approaching 66. 67. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 50.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, wrapping up on a Friday. You know what? Doesn't matter how tired you are or whatever it is when you come in, the music that Todd plays just gets you going, doesn't it?
Well, that and... let's see. Starbucks, right? We're drinking the coffee.
Three cups
and
of coffee.
What do you drink for?
This is really good stuff. Celsius.
Is that got? Is that like that? That stuff like that kids drink? Yeah.
Or Red Bull.
Red Bull.
I don't know. It's tropical vibe, sparkling starfruit pineapple edition.
But yeah,
essential energy. Listen to this.
I think Johnny.
Listen to me. This could help you. Okay. Could I finish?
Yes.
This is for you.
All right.
Accelerates metabolism.
John,
burns body fat.
You're just
read it. What does it say? What does it say? Read it.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's doing his 3 miles every day, though.
I do. Yeah. I am on day three.
You know what?
No, I don't need this stuff because, Johnny, I am doing it the natural way.
I don't need this stuff. Okay, that's fine.
I'm doing it the natural way. We got the bets on. So, Mike gave a great report.
Great report. That was great.
Mike Clements is awesome. He knows a lot about every position and everything going on. But hey, the game's the game on who you picking?
Packers.
Okay, me too.
Although right. I will be honest with you, I don't know a thing about Atlanta. When's the last time you saw the Atlanta Falcons on national TV?
Yeah. I think what we know about Atlanta.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I mean, I really don't know. I don't know much about them either.
No. Yeah.
But
you know what I still think of the Atlanta Falcons? That you mentioned their owner, Arthur Blank, standing on the sidelines, and everybody talks about the biggest jinx in sports history. When they were leading, was it 24-3 over the Patriots? And he came down to the owner's box to stand on the sidelines like, I'm going to enjoy this
is my
Super Bowl win.
Right.
And I still remember that look on his face as the Patriots kept scoring and scoring, and Atlanta kept turning it over. And I'll never forget that. I think that has haunted him to this day.
So he stays in the box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway.
So how are we doing on the zip and pip and pull?
All right. So I want to read some of the texts coming
please.
In.
Yes, please.
Okay.
One of the texts just says, that'd be a no on the zip and pip and. Mm-hmm. Another one says, zip and pip and, the best ride at Bay Beach. I go every time I go each year.
Thank you.
We did have somebody say, you couldn't pay me enough to ride the zip and pip and.
Okay.
It's a dollar.
Right now, let me get it all added up here.
Okay.
I've got 13 to 10.
Which way?
Yes.
Yeah, are you serious?
13 to 10, yes.
30%. That's significant
margin. Is that including you and me?
That is a significant
margin. Everything.
What?
Significant. Significant. And
that's
John,
not a significant margin.
No, you can't project it yet.
33.
No, you can't project. This is in Arizona. You can't project.
I didn't say 33.
No, you said, but.
It's only 3.
3 into folks. 10 is 30%.
Folks, no, it's not.
We're doing math now on a Friday morning?
Yeah, good little boy. That Ryan Colley education really got us someplace, huh? Wow.
That is true. I ended up here.
Wow.
Anyway, I'm glad people are enjoying that, but there's,
folks, please text. How do people text, Todd?
Again, go on the Civic Media app, download that, choose WGBW or WISS, lower right-hand corner, there's a text button. Yes or no on the Zip and Pippin this morning?
We'll
wrap it up.
Okay,
but
I say no.
You
We've
said
got
that
a $10 bottle of wine riding on this, folks.
John,
please help me out.
All right. Todd is... When people download us, they
on the Zip and Pippin.
Thank you.
Okay. One coming.
Just wait. Okay, just wait. Let me finish here.
Wait a minute. You told me yesterday you're not allowed to campaign on voting day. You no, told me that no, yesterday.
I said, no, this is what I said. Nope. You can go to the tape if you want. But I said you can, yes, you can campaign on voting day. You just can't campaign close to the polls.
Well, the polls are right here.
Yeah,
this
you're,
is
okay,
the
you're at the poll.
Right? I just,
you're,
yeah, I'm
you're
not,
right in,
I'm
the,
not
you're
saying,
in the poll.
I'm
yeah,
not saying
yeah,
I didn't
right
say
here.
That.
You're standing
I'm
in the poll
okay,
workers.
That I'm lady, okay, I'm going, okay.
Go on, you can go ask her.
I'm going to ask. I'm going
outside. That's a big, mean-looking dog
that
she's
is,
got.
Yes.
Oh, my God, what is that?
I'm going.
I think that's the dog that chased down the escape convict.
Yeah, no. That
I hope you come back, Jim. I hope you come back.
I'm going to the coffee shop. I'm going to find out.
You're still here? Yeah, no, okay.
We just got a yes. I'm going to, I'll give it a mark on that one.
Just go. Just, yeah, go. I was hoping you wouldn't take your keys. I wasn't going to let you back in.
You can fend with the dog.
Exactly.
Monday morning, I just want to mention we got something very special
yes,
that we're going to do on the show with Mino and the mayor. Going to have a segment called Who Are You? We're going to bring somebody back that a lot of people in Northeast Wisconsin probably know. Not going to tell you much about this person.
Yep.
We'll ask some questions and weave around some of that, and then we'll announce who it is, and they'll join us.
It'll be a very fun person
to
have.
Oh, yeah.
Very fun.
This is one. It's one of my favorite people in Green Bay.
Did you work with this person
I
at
did.
Some point? Okay.
In fact,
so did
you and I and her worked in the same building.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yep.
Okay.
At the same time. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Awesome.
Okay.
Awesome.
He looked
fun.
A little defeated walking back in here after
he
talking to the.
He always looks defeated. If he was a dog, he'd be like one of those hush puppy dogs. Wouldn't he though?
I wonder if is he locked in? No, he's going to get more people. He's stopping people on the street or something.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right. So anyway, that's our poll. How are we doing right now, Todd?
It is now 14 to 12, yes to no.
14 to 12?
I'm sorry, that's my math is wrong. 16 to 13.
I'm down by three.
Yeah, now you're
with
down
2
by
minutes
three.
To go.
Yep.
Oh, that's not good. Ever been on the Zip and Pippin? Yes or no, ladies and gentlemen? I say no. And we have a $10 bottle of wine, which for me is an expensive bottle of wine.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you.
Yeah. What you should do is get them like $2 bottles.
Was it Barefoot Ladies or
yes,
something like that?
Barefoot
Quick
Wine.
Trip,
or something.
Barefoot
yeah.
Wine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, that's not bad stuff. I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
But yeah. So anyway, this has been a fun week, Todd.
Hey, Jim, it's Shannon. I give you a yes on the Zip and Pippin.
Thanks a lot, Shannon. Wow.
We'll give that to them. I got a phone
ringing.
Line here, so let me see what they say.
Grab the phone line. 920-264-0606. You just got another. What'd you get?
Okay. I ran down to Hagelmeister, which is only half
a block. Is that a mean looking dog or what?
No, no. That lady, she went into the.
It scared you, didn't that dog?
Yeah, that dog,
you?
No. So three people in a car.
Yeah.
Two yeses and one no, but right. But I can't wait to go on it, but that still would be a no.
And we just got a phone call and some more text coming in. 20 to 15 right now. Yes to no.
Okay. But get this. So then this guy, get
Come
this,
on,
you guys.
Folks. No. We got
Johnny.
45 seconds.
Johnny, I'm driving, and this guy is obviously listening to our show. He rolls the window down. And he goes, hey, Mayor, you need a vote? And I'm like, yeah. He goes, I haven't been on it. I'm like, why did you stop me?
Hey,
yeah.
Jim,
I went out
Jim,
and risked my life.
That's our brand new P1 out there. Okay?
Yeah, P1. Yeah, that's right. Wow.
You need a vote. And I'm like, yeah, I do. And then it's like, no.
Wow.
So anyway,
what's the tally right now?
It was two. So I really came back with
2015 is where we're sitting
oh
right
my
now.
Gosh.
Oh, that's significant. No, significant. This
Cowboy
not...
Dave says yes on the
Thank, you.
Come on, Dave.
Thank you,
You're
Dave.
You're one of my good friends.
Cowboy Dave, love you. And that's just, again, we've got 20 people out of a million, but it still is representative of the community.
Todd, are you sure?
Listen, my math is not that bad.
Right.
I went to school in Rosendale.
He's a public school guy, but we'll still.
Yeah. I am too.
Oh, here comes another no. Another no came in.
Okay, that's okay, enough.
That?
All right, look
was
at the time.
2017?
Look at the time.
We all at the shelter. Oh, listen to this. We all at the shelter have rode. That doesn't give me a number. That doesn't count.
That's 100 people.
That does not
100 people.
Count.
We are lifting lives
you
for 100
people.
People.
They think you'll feed them.
They are 100 people that
that's
have
ridiculous.
Enjoyed this as part of
no.
this great community.
Do I concede?
Love it. So
I think you
have to make the consent. I have to make that phone call.
120 to 15.
Oh, no. Get out of here. Yeah. I'm shutting your mic off.
Wow. All right.
Have a great weekend,
folks.
Everybody. There's a lot going on in the community. Go to the website. We talked about some of the things happening.
My
Take
buddy
advantage
Knob
of it.
Just texted me. Yeah. Who I thought was a great friend. I'm a Zip and Pippin guy.
Awesome, Knob. Wow. Love you. All right, you guys.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
See you Monday.
See you.
Green Bay and City Deck Landing residents. Anchor Coffee is introducing their sizzling hot sandwiches and mouthwatering options like ham and Swiss, turkey and Swiss, egg and cheese, sausage egg and cheese, and the irresistible ham egg and cheese. All for just $6 each. For something sweet, try the amazing donut kebabs for only $3. Or go for the fresh donut cups at just $3.50. And for those last-minute gatherings, grab 10 pounds of bagged ice for just $3.99. Hungry yet? Anchor Coffee and City Deck. 401 North Washington Street, Suite 109.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.